Welcome to Flip the Script Wellness. I'm Heather Boggs, and today I want to talk about the voice in our head. No one talks to us more than we do. We are constantly commenting, narrating, contemplating, and we spend a lot of time inside our own head. And what does that environment look like for you? Is it a pleasant place to be? Is it full of negativity and criticism? Today I want to talk about where those thoughts originated and how we can change our inner monologue in a way that will serve us better and help us to live a more positive and peaceful life. What does that voice inside your head sound like? Is it one of curiosity? Is it one of understanding? Is it critical? Is it demeaning? And when you go through your day, as you're working on projects or interacting with others or alone in the car, what are the kinds of messages that are running through your head? It would make sense to think that the thoughts in our head are our own. However, many of the ideas that we have about ourselves, about the way that we do things, and about others are a result of internalized messaging that we've received throughout our lifetime. Beginning in our early childhood, there have been so many influences in shaping us to become who we are today. Parents, teachers, siblings, peers, the list goes on and on. And many of those people in our life are there to serve an instructive role. They're there to teach us and to help us grow. And the approach that they take in that can greatly impact the way that we see ourselves. One area that I think can be a good example of this is when we think about what our experiences were like in school, both in terms of how we felt in the classroom, but also how our achievements, difficulties, and performances were viewed at home. So, for example, if you do well in school and you come home and share that good news with your parents, is it celebrated? Is it barely acknowledged? Or is it a sense that, well, of course you did well because that's the expectation and we would be disappointed if you didn't? That can really impact, especially over the lifetime, you know, of school. You're in school from kindergarten to 12th grade. Those are a lot of times of being measured and of being evaluated. And that can take a real toll on the way someone sees themselves. Or maybe you're the student that mostly does well, but on occasion struggles and doesn't perform at the level of the expectations of your teachers or your family. How was that reacted to? Was it disappointment? Was it anger? Were there consequences such as being grounded or needing to stay after school? And as a result, did the discomfort that came with those reactions result in a change in your attitudes and behavior towards yourself? And lastly, what if you're the student who consistently struggles? How was that handled? How were the people in your life there for you in that moment of difficulty? Were you criticized? Were you demeaned? Or did people rally around you and work hard to find you the support system you needed to get through it? The messaging we receive from others, the reactions that they have towards us in times of success or failure or difficulty or struggle, can impact the way we view ourselves moving forward throughout our lives. Kids are sponges. They suck in and absorb all the information that comes at them 24/7, 365. And it's not just the information that they're receiving about themselves, but they're watching to see how the people in their life think and feel and react to others. And they're taking all of that information in too, and it's shaping their ideas about what is good, what is bad, what is desirable, what is preferred. And all of that goes into shaping the thoughts that we have in our head about ourselves. If we think of ourselves and our sense of self as a lump of clay, I would like to think that we are the sculptor, right? But in fact, the number of hands that have gone into sculpting how we see ourselves and how we relate to ourselves and how we view our place in this world is infinite. There have been sculptors to shape our ideas of ability, our ideas of intelligence, our ideas of beauty, morality, spirituality. All of the different influences in our life have been hands that have been molding our sense of self for as many years as you've been alive. The best case scenario is that the hands that have sculpted you have been loving, caring, nurturing, consoling, celebrating. And the worst case scenario is that the hands that have sculpted you have been hurtful, unkind, critical, unsupportive, destructive, abusive. And being able to separate out the beautiful, magnificent, perfectly made person that is you from the messaging that you may have internalized throughout your lifetime can be a very big challenge for many people. So before I go any further, I have to say, you know, this is not mental health advice. This is not meant to treat or diagnose how you're doing, but it is meant to start a conversation about those things, to start a conversation about how you are day to day, how your thoughts impact your life. And for some people, they may come to the realization that there's a lot of negative playback going on in their head, and it's something that they may need to unpack and address so that they can find a better sense of self, a more accurate sense of self, and more ease and joy in their life. When we hear a headline or see things in the news, on Twitter, social media, on the radio, we need to ask ourselves to consider the source, right? We need to consider who has something to gain from this report, who has something to lose, whether or not the information is biased or informed by a motive or a motivation. And the same goes for the thoughts and feelings we have in our head. If you find yourself thinking something negative about yourself, I want you to stop and ask yourself the question, says who? Because I think oftentimes we need to kind of go back and figure out where we got that idea from. And we might realize that the source is someone who is hurting too. And it might mean that their ability to respond to you in the way that you needed was inhibited by the hurt that they were feeling and their own negative playback that exists inside their head and with their own sense of self. And our ideas may also stem from a hurting society or a culture with a skewed perception of what is good in this world, or an ideal that is perpetuated by the media. So why is it important to even take the time to dissect where our thoughts about ourselves come from or how our inner monologue came to be? It's important for a lot of reasons. First and foremost, your own well-being, your own peace of mind, your own ability to be your own best company, to be your own supporter, to be your own objective observer in your life. And you owe it to yourself to unpack some of that baggage that you may be carrying that doesn't belong to you. And secondly, we owe it to the people around us that we know and love, because our ideas shape their ideas, because we are all connected. We are all part of a living, breathing organism of humanity, and our energy, positive or negative, impacts the energies of those around us. When I think of my own inner voice, my own inner monologue, there are a lot of areas that I feel great about. I was lucky to grow up in an environment that made me feel capable, made me feel intelligent, made me feel valued. And as a result, I felt secure in those parts of my life. Some of the areas that didn't go so great for me relate to my sense of beauty and my sense of size and worth related to my outer self, my external appearance. Asking myself where those messages came from and figuring out that some of that baggage was not mine to carry and that I was able to reconnect to my physical self in a way that gave me ease and peace and compassion towards myself. And that has been an ongoing process. There are days where the negative self-talk pops right back in. And there are days that I feel unburdened by a weight that I carried around in my heart for decades. Mindfulness plays a big role in our ability to flip the script or rewrite the narrative in our head. We need to have an awareness about how our thoughts make us feel day to day, moment to moment. And we need to pause and take those moments to reflect on how we're feeling, whether it's joy, peace, contentment, stress, anxiety, sadness, and ask ourselves why we believe those things to be true. And, you know, deciding that you want to change the monologue in your head isn't an overnight fix. It isn't an instant snap your fingers, poof, all better. It takes a long time of mindfulness, awareness, self-reflection, self-investigation, a looking within, a looking outward. And, you know, it can be a lifelong journey of healing and mending of your relationship with yourself. Some tools for this are journaling. Journaling is a safe space to freely let your feelings about yourself and your circumstances and your ideas just flow without judgment. Meditation is another tool that allows you stillness and time to just be. And it is sometimes in slowing down the mind and kind of putting our thoughts on hold that we're given a sense of clarity, as well as this benevolent, loving, infinite source of love that exists in the universe has the opportunity to remind us how wonderful and perfect and magical we are. And sometimes that healing that comes from allowing that abundant love to fill us up, it pushes out some of that negativity that was dwelling within. And lastly, some may choose to reach out to a counselor or a therapist and get professional help in healing some of the internal emotional wounds that we carry in our life. So that was some of my thoughts about my thoughts, and I hope that it may have sparked in you the desire to understand yourself and your inner dialogue, monologue a little bit better. If you have any comments, questions, feedback, you can reach out to me on Instagram at FlipTheScriptWellness or on my website at FlipTheScriptWellness.com. Click the tab for Contact Us. And I'd like to thank the musical group Slancha for the introduction music. And as you head out into your day, be loving, be kind, and be mindful of the way that you speak to yourself. No one keeps you company more than you do.